Magic. Where 4 seconds of profanity is well advertised. Up next on CKDU is the Witching Hour.
It's Friday night and time for Earth and Sky, the Witching Hour. Stay tuned for an hour of pagan music, news, events, and talk, backed with a world beat and Earth religion's viewpoint.
Okay, you're listening to The Witching Hour. Okay, O'Shannon, where are you?
Hey, I'm here, but I can't hear me.
Hang on.
You are listening to Earth.
Sky, The Witching Hour. There we go.
Ah.
Hey, all right. We have started another episode. This is bad. All right, and yeah, I'm feeling really short right here, right now.
Okay.
That's okay. That doesn't happen often, so we're all good. All right, it's Friday night, and we're back with another Earth and Sky, the Witching Hour. And we have a special guest tonight. We have Sarah with us from Sarah Spiritual Treasures. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. We're going to get a little close and intimate tonight. How's that sound?
Okay, all
right. But no profanity.
Oh. No.
There goes
we're
my
all,
evening.
We're all, yeah. Okay. We will try not anyway. The last, shall we say, proprietist of a shop that we had on the show, we got a little crazy.
We did.
We got a little crazy. So hopefully tonight we're going to be all good.
Crazy's good.
Uh-oh. Careful who you're speaking to. This is all good. All right. So do you know it is almost... What is it? The 21st.
I
it's
know.
Almost the 21st. It's the 19th
Sunday.
Today. So there's all sorts of stuff coming up.
Oh,
so
man.
During the show, we're going to have a chat with Sarah. We're going to talk a little bit. We'll have a little bit of music in between, give ourselves and dear listeners a break. And then we're going to also do some lovely pagan public service announcements and talk about some of the events that are coming up, because there's stuff coming up all over the place this weekend. And yeah. So anyway, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi.
And English is my second language today. All right. So Sarah Spiritual Treasures, most of our audience, I'm sure, has been up. And your shop is located in Sackville?
Lower Sackville. 957 Sackville Drive.
Okay. And now I'm going to, instead of me yammering on, I'm going to have you tell a little bit about your shop to begin with and sort of what's involved, what's there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, like Kelly said, we are in Lower Sackville, 957 Sackville Drive, and you can get us on Facebook.
Yay.
We have all kinds of things in the store. We sell gemstones, crystal balls of all sizes, books, singing bowls, tingshaws, incense, burners, angel cards, tarot cards, oracle decks, pendulums, gemstones, bracelets, necklaces, smudging supplies, jewelry, healing kits, drums, salt lights, Wiccan supplies, such as cauldrons, crystal skulls, jewelry, wooden and soapstone boxes.
All right. Yeah, one of the things about the shop, as I know I've been in a multitude of times, is it's amazing when you read the list of what you have. You have a lot in there.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It was a mouthful, but I have to tell you, when you go into the shop, you go, oh, wow.
We used our space wisely.
The space is well used. It is a smallish space. However, you're in there forever.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. And it is on a bus route, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Which bus route goes up the 80?
82.
82
goes up by there. The store, yes.
So, you know, for those that don't have wheels, you're not.
And we don't rush. If you want to stay and have a tea, more than welcome.
Awesome. So, in the shop, I mean, how long have you had the shop?
This is our fourth year.
Is it only 4 years?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought it was a lot longer.
You know what? No, because she opened up just around the time that we did Gaia Gathering.
True.
Which was, guess what?
Four years ago.
Okay, that makes total sense. Because I know we were starting to promote Gaia Gathering at the time that you opened, and we were bringing some things over. I remember that. I think Shadow Fox and Mikey were the first ones to find the shop, and they wandered in. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sort of been back ever since. Been back ever since.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Keep Mike out of there. Not happening. Too many lovely stones in there. Now, you have... One of the things that you do specialize in is stones and crystals.
We do. Yes.
Yes. And where do you get them from? Are they from...
We bring them in from Brazil. Most of them are from Brazil. We like to keep the same regular suppliers so we don't have a mix of... But we do have some great suppliers.
Yes. Yes. And there's lots of different sizes and lots of price ranges as well.
We like to keep it comfy for everyone.
Right. You have the most incredible, and I think it's changed since the last time I was there, but you had the most incredible cathedral. There's beautiful, beautiful Amethyst Cathedral there.
Yes, we've
lovely.
Had three.
Have you had three?
We've
okay,
because
the one I went, when we were in Saturday, I looked and I went, that's not the same one I had
in
before. Because it's bigger.
That's right.
Or my head gets smaller. Or
we have little children that come in there and sit while they wait for their moms.
That would be so cool.
Wouldn't it?
That would be so cool. I was looking on the internet at some of the crystal caverns, and I thought, wow, can you imagine going in and sitting in something that's completely crystal all around you? To be that little again.
That much fun.
Wouldn't it be wonderful? Absolutely.
But we have lots of fun.
Yes, absolutely. So, and your hours are?
10 till 6.
Monday to Friday?
Monday to Thursday. Friday, it's 10 till 7. Except today. Sorry, folks.
It's our fault.
And tomorrow is 11 till 6. We're closed on Sunday.
Closed on Sundays.
Yes.
Okay. So, also in the shop, you not only carry goods, you also do services as well.
Yes, we do.
And what sort of services do you have?
We do healings. I do reconnective healing. I do the personal reconnection, which is realigning the body's meridians back to the universal grid.
Right.
Reiki treatments, and I do teachings of all level. I am a registered relaxation therapist. I do equine Reiki, which is working on horses.
Horses.
Yes. Ooh. Fun.
So, okay, I have to ask just because it's the buzzword of the decade. That's not the same as a horse whisperer.
No.
That's totally different.
Yeah.
A little similar. You do feel...
I do.
...the horse energy and understand how to work with it.
I do talk to the horses, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I love working with animals. I do work with small dogs and cats as well. Mm-hmm. Many of my customers have been animals.
Awesome.
And I'm good with that.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, is there a lot of call for equine Reiki?
There is, but I'm also teaching it now, so I'm certifying people who own horses who want to be able to help their own horses.
Oh, that's great.
That's really fascinating. Yeah. I know that Shadow Fox and I both practice Reiki, and cats are interesting because some cats love it, but most cats are kind of the... Yeah, I'll take that for 2 seconds.
Yeah, I have two Siamese, and they're kind of very much
back off.
Yeah.
We had one cat that was very much a back off cat, but we had one that, and I think he had hip issues. Well, I know he had hip and some liver issues, and he would just come and look at us, and it would nuzzle under the hands until we got the hands on the hips.
Absolutely.
And would lay there for 8 hours if we let him.
I have one Siamese who loves crystals. So when we get a shipment of crystals in, like it's just like Christmas at our house. And then he just lays in the middle of them.
So they're Siamese approved.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. <Well put. laughs> Siamese approved. Cat fur free.
Yeah, not really.
No? No, I meant the cat fur is no extra charge.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And dust.
Okay. That's one thing about stones I will ask, a slight aside here. Something that I didn't know until I started to go to your shop is that some stones require watering.
Yes.
And I was not fully aware of that. You'd think I'd know that, but I didn't fully...
Clusters. Like amethyst clusters, citrine clusters. Just spray them like you would a houseplant. They love it. And they shine.
And they do. I've noticed that too. And after a while, if you notice that even it's not just the dust, but sometimes that an amethyst cluster or a citrine cluster will just go boom.
Yes.
And go dull.
It gets dry. And if you notice after you give them just a little squirt, they get heavier. So that's just them saying, oh, thanks for the water.
Ah, so could you soak them for any length of time, or do you just
I water them. You can soak them, but you'll find pieces of them will fall off around the edges if they get too much water because they're loose. But just give them a little mist.
Okay. Okay. Now, I have a tendency to just kind of put them under the tap for a minute and shake
them
off.
That's fine. That's cool.
And run them around. Tap water won't hurt them. The chlorinated water won't hurt them at all.
I am a big fan of doing a little aromatherapy mist on them every once in a while.
Aha, hit my business here. Yes, actually, and they do like that too. I would be cautious with certain oils.
Absolutely.
On the crystals because they can react.
You don't mix them with oil, mix them with the water and just give them a little mist. The energy is amazing.
Yes, it is. And actually, when you're working with aromatherapy, and I'm not going to do an aromatherapy class today, but using some of the crystals, now you tend to be my supplier of choice for small crystals for using in my in fact I'm in need of some in my blends and in my spray blends, because putting a crystal in with your aromatherapy or
even just distilled water by putting a rose quartz in it, mm-hmm. you're giving that crystal lots of love. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to put any oils at all. Just a nice
just
little
the crystal
and some nice distilled water. It's good.
And then you spray it around the room and you're actually taking awesome.
Give it a try.
Awesome idea. And you're not going to hurt, our quartz, you're not going to hurt a rose quartz or anything like that. It's not going to hurt by sitting in the water.
There's no oils into it.
No.
It's just water.
Awesome. Awesome. So some of the other, you were saying you do relaxation therapy. And what does a relaxation therapy session consist of?
It consists of you laying on the table and just kind of vegging out to some nice meditation music while I do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with having a nice energy boost.
Nope. Nope, not at all.
We teach lots of classes. We teach classes on color therapy, chakra balancing, aura cleaning, sound therapy. I am a spiritual teacher. We do use the ionic foot detox, so we're doing that now. We started that in January. That's amazing.
Oh, okay.
And we have some readers at the store. I have two wonderful psychic readers.
I think one of them's been on the show before, Katie.
No. I have Kalina.
Oh, Kalina. Okay, Kalina, I'm familiar with.
My favorite
with.
Little cupcake.
Yes,
and she
yes.
can be reached on her website as well. She's very good. And then I have a new one, Jenny Marie. She's great.
Oh, that one's different. Okay.
Mm. And of course, me.
And you.
Of course.
And do you do, am I correct in saying that you do angel cards for the most part, or am I wrong?
I use angel cards and tarot cards.
And tarot. Okay.
Okay, and I am registered, just in case somebody needs to know. I am an international registered healer with the Healers Association.
Okay.
Okay.
And none of the treatments, I have to ask this, I know the answer to this because I'm an aromatherapist. Treatments yet are not covered under any drug plans or anything, are they?
Relaxation treatments are for stress.
Are they?
Uh-oh.
Some companies will cover relaxation therapy for stress-related businesses or work that you're in if you're overstressed and you need to have some...
Wow, that's good to know.
Because
I know we
some.
Can't get aromatherapy yet, even though that's one of our main things is relaxation therapy. We're not covered as of yet.
But I am certified as a... relaxation therapist, so it is covered.
So that you can, I'm certified too. we're not there yet.
Our
getting
goal
there.
Is to have Reiki covered.
That would be wonderful.
Yes.
Wouldn't it?
That would be really wonderful to have Reiki covered. Awesome. So, and you teach?
I do. I teach psychic development classes, mm-hmm. spiritual growth. I teach advanced Reiki techniques, which is helping people who do have Reiki who want to take it a step further and use sound on the body or crystal on the body or colors on the body or drumming. Mm-hmm. All these things can be used on the body as well. So I teach that and I certify in that. I teach how to talk to your angels and guides. I teach how to use pendulums, building an angel box, and how to use it. It's great to build a box, but if you don't know how to use it...
And that's something that I'm going to have to talk about because I don't understand what they are.
That's new. That's something new that I've put into the classes, and they're going over well. Very good.
Okay. And we'll come back to angel boxes in a moment. But continue.
Okay. And I teach how to use crystals and gemstones on the body for the best. Right. Like, it's fun to play with the crystals, but they all have a purpose. Mm-hmm. So if you can use them for that purpose, it's better for your higher self.
Right.
And I teach the chakra system.
He'll be fine. He'll live. It's all good.
This year we're doing, Kalina and I have put together a class called A Year of Magic. So every month on the new moon, we do a class how to use the moon cycles into your everyday life for their highest good. So using the waxing moon, the waning moon, full moons, what to do, how to charge your crystals, how to incorporate them into your everyday life.
Very interesting.
So that has been amazing. We come up with that this year. I teach color therapy, letting go of ego, Reiki levels 1, 2, and 3, psychic protection, and anything else you want to learn. Talk to us.
Awesome.
If we don't do it, we will find somebody who will do it.
So I imagine on average, cost of these is varied according to the type of class and the type of materials that are needed.
Absolutely. Every class comes with a manual.
Right.
And our classes are usually between $25 and $30. We don't go too high.
Okay.
And our Year of Magic this year, we kept it at $18 a class.
So do you have to register for the entire year? Or if you wanted to come and start looking at...
Whatever works.
Awesome. A lot of classes. Now, how many students will you take in a class at a time?
As you know, my space is small.
It's small, yes.
So usually in the classes, we try to stick between 4 and 8. But if I'm teaching a Reiki class, I usually keep it around 4.
4, right. And
I'm a big believer in one-on-one. I do a lot of one-on-one teaching.
Right. Awesome. I don't think I knew there were that many classes going on. That's fabulous.
And Kalina does some classes out of there herself.
Right. Awesome. So to get to the website, you have your own website, plus you're on Facebook as well.
Yes.
And your website address is?
www.sarahspiritualtreasures.com.
Okay. And do you have a phone number as well?
Yes, we do.
For those that don't have the internet?
865-0354 or toll-free anywhere in Canada. 1-888-865-0354.
Well, on that note, do you do phone readings?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do internet readings as well.
You do internet readings and phone readings. Awesome. I'm sure a lot of our listeners who are not in the general area here would be interested to know that.
I do have another website, which is www.sarahspiritualguidance.com.
Okay.
And that has all the list of readings that I do online.
Awesome. Well, that's excellent. What we're going to do is we're going to go out to a song for a moment. And, Shadow Fox put some oka on. And Shadow Fox, what?
Totem.
Totem. Okay. We're going to listen to a little bit of oka from the One Talk CD. And this is Totem. And we will be back in a few moments. If you would like to call and have a question for Sarah, you can give us a call at 494-2487. Or you can chat with us on our Facebook group because we're live on there right now. And that's Earth and Sky on Facebook. And we'll be back in a few moments. Thank you. And that was Oka with Totem from their One Talk CD. This is Earth and Sky, the Witching Hour, and it's Friday night. And we're broadcasting live from 88.1 CKDU FM, high atop the fourth floor of the Dow Student Union Building. High atop. We're talking tonight with Sarah Finley from Sarah's Spiritual Treasures. And talking about her wonderful little hidden treasure. That is a little store down in Lower Sackville. Up. In Lower Sackville, somewhere around there. So we were talking about some of the courses and classes that you teach.
Yes.
And you kind of got me a little bit, and a lot of the stuff that we've talked about on the show before, different crystal healing and stuff like that, which I would like to talk about in a moment. But you kind of got me curious about the angel box.
What would you like to know?
What is it? I know angels and I know boxes, but what is an angel box?
Incorporating the two together. So it's getting in, sitting and having a little bit of arts and craft, building your own angel box, putting your own designs on them, whether it be angels, fairies, whatever, and then learning how to talk to them to communicate through the box.
Okay. I had in my head, like, if you had said fairy box, I said, you're not going out and trying to catch fairies, are you?
No, but we can think of that.
And will an angel fit in a box?
Well, maybe.
Well, spirit would, I suppose. Yes. But
it's the biggest thing is incorporating angels and fairies into your life. So right. How to communicate with them, how to ask them for help, and feeling that you're worthy of their help.
Right.
So it's letting go of a little bit about the old issues with not being worthy of angels and having them help you.
Right. It was funny. I was reading I'm recently reading Deepak Chopra's How to Know God, and he was talking about that in terms of how, in the past, and particularly in Christianity, where we've been taught that we're not worthy to be close to God or close to the angels, and that's kind of why there are saints, but yet.
Yes.
Even so.
A lot of people will call in angels to help their loved ones or send them with their children when they're off to school or to be with your mom if she's sick in the hospital.
Right.
But what about you?
Right. And I mean, we're taught, we're in sort of a, traditionally, we're kind of taught in our society that, oh, you're not supposed to think about yourself and you're not supposed to, that's selfish and that's...
And this is what I'm trying to teach you. It's okay. You are worthy of having the angels be with you
right.
to help you with some things.
So the creation of the box is basically a craft, using the craft as a way of getting in tune with
what
angels. So you're picking out what images you want on it and how you want it to look.
Have fun with it. What happens when you're sitting and you're playing with crafts and you're building an angel box?
Mm-hmm.
You let your defenses down.
Right.
It's being childlike again. Everything amazes children. So play with that.
Excellent idea. I've done similar things with mandalas and creating mm-hmm. mandalas and doing different work like that.
But if you're sitting and you're doing that, your mind is so focused on what do I want to put in my box? How do I want to use my box? All of a sudden, it's about me. What do and I want to do?
And it opens up.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the whole point of doing the angel boxes.
Excellent, excellent. So when you're doing classes like this, some of what, and I mean, I know that I've done different classes with different people, and you're in a in an intimate setting with people, you do, you are out there a yes. little bit, and any of them, whether you're working with chakras or you're working with crystals, there's always a little bit of the fear that, oh, I'm going to be too open and I've got, you know, to hold yes. myself back. One of the things that I've noticed about you, I think, is that you make it very easy for people to open up. And your spot, the wonderful little shop, is the minute you walk in, it's just... whew.
It's all about you.
And it's all about, it's all about, yeah, it's all about the energy and the opening up, and it makes it easy.
We have had some amazing customers over the last 4 years. Some of them have become very great friends. I'm very blessed. But yeah, it is about you when you come in there, because we're there to serve you.
Right.
What works for you? Just because right. it works for me doesn't mean it's going to
work. Doesn't mean
for
it's going to work for you. So the classes are very affordable.
Yes.
Very affordable. And anything from, and now, pardon me, because I the list went out of my head as fast as I heard it. Do you teach tarot reading as well, or does
Kalina teaches does? Tarot cards. I teach angel cards.
You teach the angel cards.
That's my comfy zone. So there's nothing harder to teach somebody than trusting and believing in something they can't see.
Right.
So we're talking about angels. A lot of people don't believe in them.
Right.
And we're coming up to that magic date of 2012.
Yes, which I think we're going to have some more on the show about that.
Excellent.
I actually, what I might do is get a number of people, I've had a few people come up to me and say, well, I'd like to come onto the show and talk about that. So I think maybe we might end up with a panel.
Yeah.
We'll
book the interview room.
Get the interview room and have a panel on 2012.
Wonderful.
It would be really nice to yeah. see it from the perspective of different people.
From a spiritual level.
From a spiritual level. Now I'm going to ask you a difficult question, maybe an easy
okay.
question. Because I'm not about labeling oneself, and I'm not about, our show is, I mean, the show has been around since 1990, was it, Shadow Fox?
Somewhere around there.
We're one of the longest running shows on CKDU.
Excellent.
And it was started as The Witching Hour, and it's kind of morphed from The Witching Hour to The Witching Hour, Earth and Sky, and Sun and Sea is on alternate Fridays with Maeve. And it started out as a very Wiccan pagan-based show, and I know that we still pretty much, that's kind of what we're all about, but we're also about opening it up to
I know.
All faiths and all spirituality. So I'm going to ask you the question, do you consider yourself a pagan, or is there a specific, do you label yourself?
I don't label myself, but I am Wiccan.
You are Wiccan.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Have been for about 35 years.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
Beat me on that one. Although, like you say, there's all sorts of...
Again, it's not something that I go out and tell everybody,
no.
but I guess I just did.
Sorry. I asked the question.
I totally believe in using Mother Earth for its
right.
highest good. And again, we have the moon.
Right.
What do? And it's not really being Wiccan or pagan.
No.
Or spiritual or religion. It's just...
So on that note, I have to tell you why I asked was because a lot of us who have been Wicca for a number of years or newer Wicca, did I say Wicca? Wicca. The angels thing kind of is a little different.
Why can't you incorporate everything?
And I think you can. And absolutely, I think you can.
There's
I think
a
though
spot
that
for
we,
everything.
There absolutely is. I know that I've done some work, and we had a minister on the show once who wrote a book on the saints.
Yes.
Which was absolutely spectacular.
Wonderful.
And I know for myself that St. Bridget or Brigia is one of my
Yes, I understand.
Yes.
I see that.
Rather partial. But I think that absolutely, I think though that people do have a tendency to get kind of caught up in labels.
It is a label, but don't worry about the label.
Right.
Society likes to put labels on us.
It's kind of funny, isn't it?
Not really, you know, but do what works for you. You can be both.
Yeah. So there's no, I mean, there's, working with angels doesn't mean that you're not Wicca. Working with saints doesn't mean that you're not
Wicca. I do a lot of work with ascended masters.
Right.
I do a lot of work with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in God.
You know, absolutely.
You know, why not?
Awesome.
It's all about incorporating all the good things.
Awesome. So, Shadow Fox, did you have something? Nope. Yep. Hand it over. All right.
While you're doing that, I'll give the weather for the night. Pardon me. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers overnight. Fog patches developing this evening, low of 13. Saturday is cloudy, 40% chance of showers early in the morning. Showers beginning near noon, mount 10 millimeters. Fog patches dissipating in the morning and developing late in the day. Wind becoming east 20 kilometers per hour in the morning. High of 21, except 16 along the coast. UV index of 5 or moderate. Saturday night, rain at times heavy, amount 20 millimeters. Fog patches, wind east 20 kilometers per hour, becoming southeast 30 near midnight, low of 14. Sunday, showers, high of 15. Monday, showers, low of 12, high of 15.
Okay.
I won't go any farther.
Okay. So we're waiting for word on the Midsummer Fair for tomorrow. It is supposed to be going.
Yes.
Is there any word? Have you seen anything else?
But that other one you were talking about, the Nova Scotia Pagan Alliance and Earth Spirit Society of Nova Scotia is doing a Midsummer Picnic and Ritual.
Aha.
Sunday, that's June Sunday. 28th.
Oh, that's not until the 28th.
28th. Picnic at 5 p.m. Ritual to begin approximately 7, and it's at Chocolate Lake.
Okay.
Right?
That's a change from our last show. We announced it for this Sunday, but it is not. It is the 28th.
Please bring drums, rattles, voices to Chocolate Lake. We drum and dance in the sun. Dance the sun down.
But there will be sun that weekend. All right.
Good.
Okay, so, but for tomorrow, as of this moment...
As of this moment, we have not heard anything...
Give me the Midsummer Fair information, please.
Midsummer Fair. Okay. Just give me a second to pull this up.
It's
tomorrow. Put on by Essence. It is tomorrow at the George Dixon Community Center in the park from 12 noon to 5 p.m., at 2501 Gottigan Street.
And there is no admission for that. There will be games and jousting and different things all going on. There'll be vendors there as well.
Yeah, some of the vendors is Morgan Le Fay Spiritual Treasures, Sarah's Spiritual Treasures, I believe. No?
No.
No, not this one, okay. Finders, Keepers, Books, Maritime Order of Metaphysics, Eternal Elf Creations, Mariana Smith with Handcrafted Silver and Pewter Jewelry, Halcon, Lily Greer Pottery, Out of the Broom Closet, and a few others.
Okay, and that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
From noon till 5 o'clock on Gottigan Street at the George Dixon Park.
Yes.
Awesome. So, that said, there's also going to be another Midsummer Fair. This is a Renaissance Fair, totally Renaissance Fair, apparently, that's going to be held on the Dartmouth side on July 4th.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's the one we'll be to.
That's the one that you're going to be at.
That's at North Woodside Community Center from 10 till 7.
Right, and that's not until July 4th, though, for that one.
Now,
if I don't know, we should check with the organizers of Essence to see if they're still, maybe we can do that on a break. And you have another?
I have another one. Drums Around the World. 8,000 Drums to Change the World. It's hosted by the Shamanic Community. It is taking place on Sunday the 21st from 5 to 6 p.m. And it's taking place all over the world. Basically, what they're trying to do is there's a 500-year-old prophecy which was written on a rock in a cave somewhere in Mexico. Which makes this story so special is that the sacred cave was cave in that.
Sorry.
Ow. Anyway, the cave was only accessible by the high priest. The prophecy states when 8,000 drums play together, an intense healing of Mother Earth will commence. So they're doing that on Sunday, pardon me, darn Cole, from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. our time.
1700 to 1800 is what it's stated as.
I think we need to check to make sure of the time on that.
That's our time. I noticed something else. It was minus. There was a Greenwich Mean Time. Hang on. I found another link here. All right. I'm just.
We're looking for the time of the 8,000 drums on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll look that up to make sure that we get the right time before we. Before we go, but you can look that up on Facebook.
Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was that it for the announcements for now?
So far, that's all I have at the moment.
Okay. So you can drum for that one. You can drum at home.
Everyone who can drum to drum during that time.
During that time period.
Right?
To raise the vibration.
Yeah. It's not really an organized one. If you want to organize people to do something...
Yeah.
Feel free.
That said as well, and I'm also going to announce this coming up on, and correct me, Sarah, July 28th is Fire the Grid 2.
I believe, yes.
Yes, I will again check that one, but I'm pretty sure it's July 28th next month. I can't believe it's coming up so quickly.
I know. There'll be plenty of places to go do that, right?
Yes. Okay. As a matter of fact, in all likelihood, I will be down at the Peace Pavilion with a crew of people on the Dartmouth side.
Mm-hmm.
And... like I did with the first Fire the Grid. There'll be a number of us down there. And I'm not sure of the time. Usually it's 11:11. But we're going to take a quick break and we're going to check on a couple things and we will be back in just a moment.
تو دور نباشد دور از تو دلم خسته دور از تو دلم خسته و رنجور نباشد دور از تو دلم خسته و رنجور نباشد گر چشم من از صورت تو دور نباشد
Visit ckdu.ca for the CKDU program schedule, calendar of events and training times, and info on how to get involved. You can also listen online, check out podcasts, or download archive shows. That's www.ckdu.ca. The internet. It's not just for losers.
CKDU wants to increase our hours of live, local programming. But we need your help. We need more hosts to fill the airwaves with shows as individual as you are. Come to a volunteer orientation to find out how a few easy training sessions can get you on the air. More information is at our website, ckdu.ca, or call us at 494-6479. These airwaves belong to the community, so help fill them with community members like you.
Okay.
And we're back.
Yep.
And you're listening to 88.1 CKDU FM. And I found an announcement that I thought was really, really neat. Tomorrow, Saturday, June 20th, the CAPIC, C-A-P-I-C, Atlantic Photo Flea Market, which is the Canadian Association of Photographers and Illustrators in Design, is sponsoring a photo flea market on Saturday, June 20th at the Shambhala School Gym, 5450 Russell Street, Halifax, at the corner of Russell and Godigan. Come browse and buy used photographic equipment at great prices. Vendor tables are still available for individual sellers at $15 and businesses $25. Admission is free. The time, sellers set up 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., buyers from 9 to 3. And tables may be paid for on June 20th, which is today. To reserve a table or for further information, contact Marvin Moore at 420-15. The 20th is tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thank
Today's
you.
Today's the 19th.
Today's the 19th. Yeah. Tables can be paid for tomorrow at the probably at the flea market. To reserve a table or for further information, contact Marvin Moore at 420-1559. Or Dean Casavecchia at 434-1119. Awesome. So if you want some photographic equipment at a good price, it's been a wonderful day. It's been fabulous. I actually had the day off today, and I was off doing lots of wonderful errands and had a wonderful massage, and so my brain is slightly scrambled and had a yoga class. And
okay, now, we did find some clarification on
yes,
the
yes, we
events.
Did. We clarification on the...
First off, on the Drunks Around the World, it is taking place at 1 p.m. Atlantic Time, 5 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time.
Okay, that's great. So you can start drumming at 1, and it's one hour?
1 hour, 1 until 2.
1 until 2.
Atlantic Time.
On Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
Right.
Now, Fire the Grid 2 is taking place on July 28th at 1919 Rio time, which is, when translated over to Atlantic time, is the same time.
Which 19, is 7...
7...
19.
19.
That's really odd. 7:19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're in the same time
and,
zone.
And you can go to, I think it's firethegrid.com.
www.firethegrid.com. And there's links off that site.
And there's links there. And maybe we'll try to have one of our next shows. We'll mm-hmm. chat a little bit about Fire the Grid again. We did that with the first one. And yours truly and Shadow Fox will likely be hosting one down at, or hosting, we'll be sitting there.
Yes.
Down at the Peace Pavilion. And anybody who wants to come is welcome too. The same as the last Fire the Grid.
Yeah. Now, the reason it's the same time is we're on Daylight Savings Time, whereas Peru is not.
Okay, got you. I understand.
Right. Usually it's a 1 hour difference.
Yes, I got you. All good. We're good. So it's 7:19.
7:19.
Excellent. Confirm it with the Fire the Grid website or, you know.
Yes.
And we will do some more on the show about that.
Yes.
All right, so we're back with Sarah, and we've been talking about Sarah's spiritual treasures. And it's so neat that we now have more little shops and more ability to get the tools that we need, the toys that we want, and all the fun stuff. And I know that, I mean, we went over the list of the things that you carry, but there's all sorts of little things kind of hidden in nooks and crannies.
Absolutely.
And it's well worth a trip to go up and take a look and see, and maybe talk to Sarah or the ever elusive Tom, who you'll see at the front desk.
Yes.
And a lot of the times when we go in, the first thing we see is the smiling face of Tom, and then you're sort of usually in the back doing classes or doing treatments.
Yes, absolutely. He's the guy that we leave in charge of ordering stock, doing paperwork, inventory, moral support for me.
Mm-hmm. He does the website too,
yes,
as well,
does
he not?
Yes, he does the website.
And, you know, any of the Facebook stuff. And,
absolutely, he does all of that. He makes things easy for me.
Well, that's, you know,
why we keep them.
That's awesome. Awesome. That might be some of the reasons why I keep Shadow Fox around,
yeah,
too. But, you know.
We do appreciate all his work, though.
Awesome. So, yes, Tom's the one that you usually see when you go into the door first thing.
Right.
But, no, it's well worth going in, taking a look, and seeing maybe if there's something there for you or a class there for you. Take a look at the website, which, again, is www.sarahspiritualtreasures.com.
Awesome. Or you can reach me at sarahs@sarahspiritualtreasures.com.
Awesome.
Or right on Facebook.
Right on Facebook.
Right on
and that's
Facebook.
Everybody's on Facebook.
Absolutely.
These days. It's a rough one to get away from. But yeah, my whole social calendar is on there. If it's
as
not
well.
On my Facebook, then I don't remember it.
I know. It's sad. It has us hooked. But that's okay.
That there's reasons behind it.
I love it.
It.
All my friends are there.
Yep. Yeah. Great way to network. There's a lot of, we've talked on the show before about networking through the internet and networking with other pagans and with other spiritualities. I don't think that I would have learned half of what I've learned if it weren't for the internet.
Absolutely.
And the connections and the people that
yes.
I've met too. There's a whole lot to be said.
Do we start calling ourselves techno pagans?
You can.
Cute.
I have a thing about labels.
True.
And what did I do is I made Sarah label herself.
That's okay.
That's all right. So we're getting near the end of the show. Not quite yet. We're going to maybe chat a little bit more and do another song. Up after Earth and Sky is Mutants on Parade with Randy Crust. And then Mixtapes with Heartbreak with Matt Raw. CKDU always has the best in community radio. Can't get this anywhere else.
That's for sure.
Awesome. And that's not true. You can get us on the internet at www.ckdu.ca. Hey,
that's
the whole world.
All my friends are listening tonight.
The whole world can listen to us now. And if they missed you tonight, they can go to the website and click on archive and listen to you tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful. That's what I'll do when I go home.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and you might want to just ignore some of the technical difficulties that, you know, Oceania usually causes. So, I think I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of your classes.
Yes,
that you do. You had given us a list of the classes. Reconnective healing. I just saw that fly by.
Yes.
Now we talked about relaxation therapy, which is pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
Reconnective healing.
Reconnective healing is working with the meridian lines and acupressure points in the human body. It's
right.
Hands off, so you stay in that nice comfy zone. It helps you to clean up some DNA, some memory cells that we don't need to hang on from a past life. Say we had some drowning episode, so in this lifetime we have a fear of water.
Right.
So we just clean that up so you don't have to worry about it anymore.
So how different is the reconnective healing from Reiki? From Reiki, did I say that?
Again, it's a vibrational energy, not a heat energy. So when you're doing Reiki, you're using universal life energy.
Right.
It's a heat energy. You feel heat from the hands.
Mm-hmm.
When you do reconnective healing, it's vibrational, so you feel a vibration coming from the hands.
Okay. So how do you separate, I'm asking as a practitioner myself, how do you separate the two?
Very hard, because reconnective is stronger and sometimes it will overpower.
Oh, really? Okay.
But hey, you get the best of both.
I had a short treatment by you one time a number of years ago at the
Kalina's Fair.
Kalina's Fair. Yes,
absolutely.
It was. And there is a difference, very
because it's
palpable
working with,
difference.
Yes, it's working yes. with the meridian lines in the body. What the reconnection does, when you have the personal reconnection, it reconnects you back to the universal grid, so it helps you to remember when you were there. So it makes things easier in this lifetime. It passes drama, things in our life we don't need. They're easier to let go of. It's your connection to the universe.
Right. So how do you get started on a treatment? What are the costs of treatments? And how many do you recommend?
Usually three before you have the personal reconnection. And all my treatments are $1 a minute. It's your choice.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes.
Okay.
Your choice. Everybody deserves to have this. Some people may not be able to afford a full hour, so maybe they can only afford a half hour.
Right.
So we make it convenient for them. As you know, by doing this work, energy can happen in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust that.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Sometimes you only need, I know in doing Reiki, you know, you could go for hours.
Absolutely.
Or you could go, you know, hands are over and it's like, okay, that only took a minute.
Yeah, so what do I do with the next 29?
And it's done. That's a really awesome way of
so when we opened the store, we decided we were going to keep our prices low. That's why we have a small space.
Right.
So we keep things that's affordable for everyone.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense. I mean, when you have a business, it is hard. Square footage costs
by
the square foot.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
And you've done a great job in the store of compacting everything in,
we
but
have.
Yet you can still find
we
everything.
We thank Tom for finding the space for that extra shelf.
Oh, boy.
It is quite amazing, and yet you don't feel, I know that I've been in stores before, not necessarily our pagan stores in the area, but I've been in stores before where you're just overwhelmed,
yes.
And yet you would think you would be overwhelmed in your store, and you walk, and the only time I've ever been overwhelmed was when there's been more than five people in the store.
Yes, absolutely. That many come with you.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yes, Saturday there were a few too many, and then some more came in, and I went, okay.
But everybody is really well, and you know,
oh, yes.
They respect the space thing. Sometimes they'll just go outside and wait.
Sometimes
I just put them in the back room and give them a tea. It's all
good. That's all right.
Cool.
That's awesome.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So you know what? Take some time. Go to Sackville. Have a tea with Sarah.
Absolutely. Visit us.
It's well worth the visit. Even if you go and just... There's been some amazing things that we've found. I know that my feather smudge that I bought has been... That's a treasure that when I first looked at it, I have to admit, ego hit. And the minute I walked into the store, I looked at it and I kind of giggled and I went, oh, those are tacky. Do I not own one now?
Yes, you do.
Because I took one look at this particular one, and I put it in my hand, and I went, oh, no, you got to be kidding, because it just felt so right.
Absolutely.
And that was local craft. Now, you do have some local crafts.
We do a lot of things on consignment, and our feathers are on consignment, and the wands of those are made with copper. So you automatically have that grounding.
Right. It's an amazing feather smudge. It was just... Yeah, I had to buy it, and then I had to laugh at my own self for being judgmental.
Yes.
Because it was red and black. I mean, it's bright red and bright black,
but
it's dyed, and it's like, and you're like, I don't know. But there is something to be said.
Absolutely.
About, I mean, I'm terrible at judging things. Oh, they're not natural, and they're not. I'm terrible at judging that. But there are things that are man-made that,
sometimes it's nice to just close your eyes and hold it.
Yeah, and color means a lot. Now, you do color therapy classes as well.
I do color therapy, yes.
And a lot of the times it is hard for us to get vibrant color through natural sources.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of our whole pathway is learning about balance. And that was my lesson with my smudge, was about balance and judging.
Well, our time is almost at the end.
We are. Wow. That went fast.
Yes.
So we're going to go out with another tune in a moment.
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
On the show. This has
it
been
was a
wonderful.
Pleasure.
And I'm sure there's lots of things that maybe our listeners might want to mention on Facebook if they'd like to hear you talk about some other time, or if you'd like to come back and
I
talk to us.
I would love to. Thank you.
Maybe some more on Reconnective.
Yes.
You know, and that would be really nice. And this has been another Earth and Sky.
Yes.
We may possibly be back next week.
Who knows?
Or it might be Sun and Sea.
We'll have to check.
There may be a surprise. We shall see.